paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Seven ten in the morning, it's the Mr. Fix-It Show with me, Lou Manfredini. Good morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. Say hello to Elif when you call in. Lindsay's off this morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company and by Ace Hardware. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be here till 10 o'clock, and then the ladies... Sends One Lady will be coming in at 10 o'clock. I believe it's Steve Bertrand and Judy Markey who will be hosting this morning. I'm sure Steve will pop in a little bit later on this morning to say hello and then ask me to plug one of his trips that are coming up. So stay tuned for that because I'm happy to do that as well. Susan Burke is up in the newsroom. I popped in to say hello to you earlier and realized that the last time we worked together, you were doing traffic, and now you've been doing a lot of news fill-ins. Nice to see you.
Oh, nice to see you too, Lou.
Yeah. When I was driving in early this morning, you were doing the news. I mean, I think a lot of people wouldn't know this by listening to Susan, but you're, what, 17, 18 years old? We can tell by your voice?
Right. You're very good with things like that.
I know. I'm trying to butter
barely
you up.
Well, actually, you know, I am over 21. I'll give you that much.
All right. Well, good. Well, maybe we'll find some leftover drinks from the Patty Vasquez show and send them up there for you or something. I'm sure there's some. We have to wipe off some counters here because it's a little bit messy down here. So, well, nice to have you here this morning.
Oh, thank you.
You're here till what time this morning?
I'm here till Mr. Kessler takes over the ship, and he begins at noon.
All right. Now, this is where the part of the show where I like to do the get to know our news anchor. Are you originally from this area?
Well, originally I lived in around the Detroit area for 7 years, and then we moved to this area. So I call myself a Chicagoan because I've lived here since I was seven.
So you grew up in Michigan, or you grew up here since you were seven?
Here since I was seven.
Oh, all right.
So
that's very nice.
Yeah, I'm a Chicago girl.
You don't need to do the math.
Right.
I just said you're 17, so you've lived here for 10 years.
A decade makes you a Chicagoan.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's very nice. And you said you have a couple of kids. Teenagers?
Yes, as of next week. In fact, I'll have two teenagers. And
We are going to have to send some drinks up.
I think that might be a good idea if I can't have coffee.
Right. Well, we'll get you some caffeinated coffee at some point. How's that?
Very good.
All right, good. Well, good. We'll talk to you coming up a little bit later on this morning at 7:30. Last week, if you listened, hopefully, it was a first here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Lindsay, who has been producing the show for, gosh, close to 9 years now, actually sat behind the microphone and ran the show along with the help of Mike Holmes and Jim Sullivan, a couple of contractors who have been kind enough to come in when I'm off to sit in, and I was told not to listen to the show while I was on vacation, and I did not, nor did I listen to the podcast, but all the reports I got was that she did a terrific job, and I was very grateful for that. We were on a family vacation at one of these all-inclusive places in Mexico, which was very nice, in Cancun. And in this resort, as we were walking around this resort, there were just peacocks walking around like dogs. It just would walk up to you as you were walking to the workout room or walking to a pool. Just walk right next to you. And then there'd be this couple of them that would just fan out their huge tail, you know, the males, and just look at you. Like, look at me. And it was amazing. I was so enamored by the peacocks. It was a complete success just for that alone. So it's nice to get away with the family and have a nice time, and I'm very grateful for those that sat in the chairs for me last week. All right, let's get to business. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see what we can do to help some people out. This is Steve in Hampshire. Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I just wanted to say real quick that Lindsay did a terrific job last week. It was an entertaining show and very interesting.
That's great. Nice to hear.
But, you know, Lou, I think you might have to be a little bit careful there that the name doesn't change to the Mrs. Fix-It Show.
Oh, I know. Believe me. Listen, Steve, I'm all about bringing the young kids up and doing a little mentoring, right? I only get to sit in the seat for a little while, and then when my time is done, somebody else has got to sit in it too.
I hear you. Hey, Lou, we're looking to move into a house in Sun City, Huntley. We'd like to replace the floors with hardwood floors, and I'm a big fan of those electric heating kind of pads that go underneath it.
Yeah.
But it's on a concrete slab, and I know there might be some fluctuation in the humidity on the floor. Is that a good idea?
So I've been to several of those homes out at that development. I'm very familiar with those homes. You can do radiant heat under hardwood. If you're going to do real hardwood, there's a fair amount of work that has to happen because you, depending on, you know, if the home has never had that before,
right,
you're going to have to first mechanically fasten wood to the floor and then vapor barrier, then your heating pad, then your floor. Now, the heating pad doesn't take up a ton of space. The one thing I will tell you, Steve, is that if you're going to do a large area with an electric heating pad, it's not going to be a very efficient way to heat that home.
Right.
And plus, you probably already have forced air in that house, correct?
We do. So yeah. It's just the comfort level of being able to walk around in bare feet in the walking area.
On the whole first floor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, how about this? Depending on how you, let me think about this. All right, there are radiant floor systems that are glycol based or liquid based that you can put over that entire first floor. That essentially it's a puzzle system that gets placed down that has a little insulation on it, and then it has grooves in it where you can put tubes in and out. And the tubes fit into this puzzle system, and then the subfloor goes on that, and then you put the floor in on top of that. Now, that's going to add about 1 5/8 inches of height to the floor.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. But even what I just told you, if you were going to do with the electric pad, you're going to add about 1.5 inches because you need 3/4 inch of subflooring plus 3/4 inch floor. Okay, so I'm already 1.5 inches right there. Plus you got vapor barriers and whatever. So it's about the same height. But what that means is when you put that down, I've got to cut all the doors. I've got to raise all the trim. I've got to cut the trim to fit around it, because if you cut that much trim off, you're basically retrimming the whole house. But here's the ultimate thing. If you put electric pads everywhere, your electric bill is going to be through the roof. If you put this system in and you're using it, it'll be your main heat source. You'll probably never turn the furnace on unless you want to use it as an air conditioner.
Right. Well, it's sounding like that's not the way I want to go, because there's going to be a couple areas of tile, you know, the bathrooms. And,
to try and retrofit this in a whole house like that that's built, it'd be so costly. I mean, this is something that is, in my opinion, you know, I get it. I know the value of those Huntley houses and the value of living in that area. I mean, there's so many upsides to it. I think that what you'd be better off is buying some really good, comfortable, warm socks.
I hear you.
And have them in every room.
Right. Okay, thank you very much, Steve.
I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 7:19 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200, on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
7:23 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Talking to Jerry in Marengo. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Lou. Jerry, we're having a moisture problem from our cathedral ceiling, which is tongue and groove.
Yeah.
And we get moisture coming in through the tongue and groove and also down the wall. I'm thinking it's a ventilation problem because our dryer vent is right below the soffit vent. So I'm thinking moisture is getting up in that soffit and then coming into the attic. Could you recommend who I should call to check that out?
Look at you. You're like a scientist.
I'm trying to figure this out.
Now, when this, and you're probably right, tell me when you're, the moisture issue, is it down low by the ceiling or is it the whole thing?
Well, the moisture comes in through the tongue and groove where there's, you know, little knot holes.
Right.
And we put more insulation up there. That didn't solve the problem, which the insulation people said, oh, yeah, that'll solve the problem. It only happens in the winter.
Right.
And I'm thinking that it's just the moisture from the dryer vent going up into the soffit vent.
Right.
Causing moisture into the attic.
Right, but here's
what I call.
Okay, but wait.
What I call to check that out.
All right, but let me, I'm trying to help you diagnose this too. So my point is where that dryer vent is, where you have this theory that it comes up into the soffit vent. When I'm in this room with the cathedral, is the moisture everywhere or is it just localized near that area?
Near that area.
Just near that area. So on the other side of the room, it's not a problem.
Right.
Okay. So that tongue and groove ceiling, and it's a cathedral ceiling, when they added the insulation, how did they do that?
They blew it in.
From the top down?
Let me have you talk to my husband. I never go up in the attic, but I know that the...
Okay, so there
is a... The cathedral ceiling is not actually insulated because they never put, like, drywall behind it or plywood behind it.
So the tongue and groove is just on the wood itself, and there's an attic above this.
Correct.
I see. So it's a cathedral ceiling that is probably based on trusses. So the roof angle and the cathedral ceiling are two different angles.
Correct.
Okay. So you need an addition. You need additional insulation, and in the areas where, well, you need a couple things. First off, you could be getting moisture also just from the house itself coming up through the wood and getting there. But this dryer vent could be exasperating the problem as well. Is it possible to extend or put a shroud over that dryer vent to direct the moisture further out?
No, because it goes right out the wall and onto the deck.
Onto the deck. Okay.
Right.
But, okay, onto the deck. I see. So when you're standing there, you don't want to look at that stuff. And we can't reposition where the dryer vent comes out of the house.
No.
There's no other place to put it?
No, there isn't. It's a ranch.
Got it.
And it's right as you walk in the door, so there's nowhere to move it.
Okay. That soffit vent that's there is part of an overhang with like an aluminum soffit or a vinyl soffit?
No, it's a cedar house.
Cedar house, so that vent is covered. That vent is cut into the cedar wood.
Correct.
Okay. Now, there are other vents over there as well, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's do this as a test. Take that vent, that husband of yours, have him take that vent down. That vent cover.
Okay.
And then on the back side of that vent cover, I want him to cut a piece of heavy plastic and cut it so it's the same size as that vent.
Okay.
And put it back.
Okay.
And so that one vent, we're going to eliminate.
Closed off.
And the other vents are going to do their jobs.
Okay. But who would I call to check out and make sure that the attic ventilation is correct?
Well, you need another insulation contractor, but if we're right about this theory, we just solved the problem. Now, there's no such thing as too much insulation. So if you had these yahoos who you had before that put more insulation up in there, you just want to make sure when you go up in that attic, you live in Marengo, you want to have at least probably 18 inches of insulation that is on the backside of that wood.
Okay.
So if this is a truss system, typically when you have trusses and a cathedral ceiling, The angle of the ceiling is not as steeply pitched as the rest of the roof. And so there's an area that whole thing can be insulated. And so you could go to the NERI website, NERI.org, and type in insulation and your zip code there in Marengo and get another insulation contractor to come out and take a look. But if you try this vent trick with the plastic, based on everything you're describing to me, I bet you'll solve the problem. And eliminating that one vent for that area, as long as the other ones are open and breathing up into that space, shouldn't be a problem at all. Thank you so much for the phone call. 7:28 in the morning.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Get a
trumpet staker. Welcome back. Coming up in our Noodaloo 2, something that's going to help you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Stay with it. It's really kind of cool. And then after 8:35 this morning, have you ever thought about putting in one of those bathtubs in your home that have a door? Have you ever thought about that? There's a company, well, there's a bunch of companies, but this is one of the biggest companies, a company called Safety Bath, that was essentially the inventor of the walk-in tub. These are these kind of, you take out your existing 5-foot tub, and they put in this big tub, but there's a door. And so you can walk in, and they even have one where you have the seat where you kind of slide in, and you close the door, and you latch it, you know, like you're closing a door on a ship, sort of. And you fill up your tub, and there's a little spray handle there. And, you know, if you have some mobility issues or you like to take nice tub that you can soak in, these things are kind of cool. And they can be fitted right into the same spot where you have a standard size tub. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that after 8:30 this morning. Let's get back to your phone calls. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Frank in Arlington Heights. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Lou. How are you doing today?
Terrific. How can I help you, sir?
I've got a ranch house in Arlington Heights with aluminum siding on it.
Yep.
And the siding is about, oh, I would say about between 20, 25 years old. And I'm getting some, like, spots on it, like grease spots, you know, like shiny spots. And I'm trying to wash it off. I tried several times with no luck. Do you got any ideas?
So more than likely, the finish is completely off of that aluminum siding.
No, it's not completely. It's just like somebody would spray oil on it.
Right, but you're getting, but it not meaning that the coating that's on that aluminum is degraded over time so much that those shiny spots could actually be the metal coming through. Now, I have one other thing for you to try, and if this doesn't... if this doesn't work, you may want to think about new siding or painting the siding. Have you ever heard me talk about a product called Challenger?
No.
All right. It's a terrific cleaner that you can find at most Ace hardware stores.
Okay.
And it's a concentrate. And you're going to buy it in a bottle, like a gallon jug, and dilute it a little bit in a bucket. Or you could dilute it and put it in a spray bottle. They sell a spray bottle, too, but you need to dilute it. I would say you're going to dilute it down to maybe 70% cleaner, 30% water. Spray it on there. Let it sit there for, I don't know, 5 minutes. And then use a nylon scrubbing brush or even a white Scotch-Brite pad and go across it and see. If that takes care of it, then you're golden. If it doesn't, then you probably have to pressure wash that whole house and either have it painted or consider getting it re-sided.
Whoa, okay.
All right.
So the product is called Challenger?
Challenger.
Okay.
All right.
Ace Hardware.
Yep.
Perfect, Lou.
Frank, have
Thanks
a great so day. Appreciate you calling this morning, and good luck with that. Here's Scott in Antioch. Scott, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I have a sump. About 3 years ago, the problem started. We came home from vacation, and the sump pump kept running. Well, finally, that pump burned out. Now, I've replaced it 3 times now, and what it does, it'll run. Most of the time, it runs good, and then once in a while, it'll stop. It'll keep running, but it won't pump out. It's three different kinds of pumps.
It'll keep running, but it won't pump out.
Right. It just like airlocks. It acts like it's airlocking where the water won't pump out. It just sits there and runs.
All right. Okay.
The water starts coming in, yeah.
Okay. So a couple things. First off, when you say it runs all the time, it's because you've got a high water table?
No. I mean, it works fine. Let's say 15 out of 16 times, it'll work fine. That 16th time it kicks on, it'll pump out to a certain level, and then just stay running and the water's churning. It won't go out.
Okay.
We have to unplug it, plug it back in, then it'll finish pumping, and then it'll work again for a while, and then it does it again.
All right. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. You've replaced the check valve, right?
I have not replaced the check valve yet.
Okay. So we need your...
I got a hole drilled in there between the pump and the check valve, so that water drains out, and there's no extra water coming down.
All right, where is the hole drilled?
Between the pump and the check valve. Below the check valve and above the pump, which was said to drill it.
Right, but the check...
That only after this problem kept occurring all the time.
Okay.
I thought it would solve the problem, and it didn't.
Okay, so two things. Cool. You need a new check valve.
Okay.
Okay. That check valve should be up high, right? That check valve is out of the pit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that hole, that quarter-inch hole, should be at the base of the pump, right where the pipe screws into the pump. You know, that collar, and then the pipe comes up. That hole should be somewhere around 4 to 5 inches above that.
Yeah, it might be a little bit higher than that, but yeah.
Okay, down at the bottom, quarter inch. It should be within the body of the pump is where the hole should be.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then that check valve I would replace.
Okay.
The name in check valves is a company called Fernco. And so use that. Go get one of those.
And where can you get them
at your hardware store there, your really good Ace Hardware store in Antioch.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And do you have a pump that's relatively new and working?
Yeah, I just put it in.
Okay. Now, the other thing you got to make sure is that line that's going out, where does it pump it, to the backyard?
Yeah, it pumps out to the backyard, but it goes into a hole. It's like the pump, the hose run, the PVC runs out, ends, and then the water goes into another hole that goes underground.
Okay, so it pumps it into the ground.
Yeah, eventually it gets there, yeah, but it does. First it goes outside and then down, and then you can look down in the hole. It's like more PVC pipe, wider PVC pipe.
Right.
It goes into that and then goes outside. Goes
okay, so out. That, as far as you know, is completely clear.
Yes.
Okay. If you replace that check valve, do the hole in the right spot, I think you'll solve the problem.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Scott, I appreciate you calling this morning. All right, 7:49 in the morning, time for our Noodaloo 2. This is a problem for most of us. You get up in the middle of the night, right? You're groggy. Like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Got to turn on the light. And then all of a sudden you're awake. Then you got to go back to bed. This Noodaloo 2 is a version of something that we featured a while ago. I'm probably saying all the things that Lindsay's going to say. But I think you'll find this to be most useful. Take a listen.
Who doesn't love a good dance party, whether it's in the club, in your backyard, in your car? But please, gentlemen, not in the bathroom. However, if you insist, this week's Noodaloo 2 might, well, be a bullseye for you. It's called the Illumi Bowl, a motion-activated color-changing toilet nightlight. Featured on Shark Tank, the Illumi Bowl is a super simple design, just a small white plastic box with a battery compartment for three AAAs, a rounded motion detector, and some suction cups around the back. There's a little clickable button which lets you select which color you want. That's right, you get to choose what color you want to do your business in. Or you can let the Illumi Bowl cycle through the 9 different colors. Pretty groovy, huh? The Illumi Bowl toilet light is light sensitive, so it will only turn on in the dark, and motion activated, so it will only light up when you walk into the bathroom at night. It fits any size toilet, no matter what its shape or size. As weird as it sounds, I will say there is something captivating about it. It's great for late night stumbles to the bathroom and great for potty training, which we are in the middle of right now. The Illumi Bowl is a big hit at the Smithwick household. It goes for $19.99 on illumibowl.com. As usual, I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com, up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. Be happy, be safe, be free. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
So it's like a little battery pack that goes on the side of the toilet with suction cups and this little LED light. And when you walk into the bathroom, it lights up the bowl. Now, you would think that's kind of ridiculous, right? But for if you've got some mobility issues and you're kind of stumbling around and you're just or you're potty training, you have young kids, this is awesome. And it really is cool. And you can detach it for cleaning and just click it back on when you're done and wipe it away, you know, wipe it off when before you put it back. I think it's awesome. And it's $20. It's great. We'll put it up on Facebook and we'll have it up at WGNRadio.com. All our New to Lou 2s are there, including my fave so far that we've done this year is that phone soap item. Are you, Elif, are you are you a woman worried about germs at all? Like, are you, is that something that you worry about?
Yes.
You, like wiping stuff down and.
You know, I don't do that, but I always forget. And then at the end of the day, I'm thinking about how many germs I've touched.
Right. Okay. So the phone soap, I know we're talking about the Illumi Bowl, but the phone soap, which is my favorite thing, it's a thing that you take your phone with UV lights and you put it on and you close it and it kills all the germs in 5 minutes.
It's incredible.
There's more germs on your phone than there is in the toilet where that Illumi Bowl goes. Did I just gross you out?
Yes.
Yeah. So check it out. That was one of our favorite New to Lou 2s. I think that was two New to Lou 2s before. I like them so much that we got them and put them in our hardware stores. They're awesome. $59. We have them right by the checkout, so we tell people when they come to their phone, put one there. We'll get all the germs off your phone in 5 minutes.
I remember you last time I filled in.
Was that when we talked about it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. See, it's all coming full circle.
Yeah.
Well, check out all our New to Lou 2s up at WGMRadio.com and on our Facebook page as well. It's all there for you. 7:53 in the morning. By the way, I mentioned we're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip on Saturday, April 16th from 7 to 10 a.m. Enjoy live music as well as free breakfast and refreshments courtesy of Gravy in LaGrange. Plus, the first 300 attendees will get a goodie bag from Fox Home Center and their partners. Oh my gosh, the Gravy people last time we did some kind of, they did some kind of crepe pancake made out of like a lemon pancake that was delicious. We'll also be giving you a chance to win prizes throughout the show. Visit WGNRadio.com/events page for more details. By the way, Elif, the last time you filled in, we were talking about the fact that you're Turkish.
Yes.
And we were talking about Turkish food and your favorite dish was Lahmacun, is that right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went to go see my daughter in New York, who goes to school there. And every time we get together, I say, let's go to a different ethnicity of food. And so I called her up and I said, we're going to dinner. She goes, what kind of food? I go, Turkish food. New York, right? We're going to find Turkish food, no problem. So she finds a spot halfway between where I was in New York and where she was, and we met in the middle. And we're walking along, and she's got her phone. Oh, it's right around here somewhere, and we're walking around. What's it called? What's it called? Typical. Alibaba, right, is what it's called. But it has all these great reviews on Yelp, and we're looking. We can't find it. We walk around the corner. We come back. We look back. All of a sudden, we look up. The place is closed.
Oh, no.
Closed, like out of business closed. And as we're standing there, Carmen says, oh, my gosh, this Yelp review is literally from a week ago or 2 weeks ago. This other couple walks up. Going there as well. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's closed. So we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Aww.
I know.
So I'm honored, though, that you would.
I know. And
that.
I was so excited to remember Lahmacun. Right? Am I saying it close enough?
Yeah, you are.
Right?
Yeah.
So instead, I had a burrito.
Aww.
But we'll go back. We'll find another place.
Okay.
So, or we'll go here somewhere.
Yeah, there's Turquoise. That's my favorite.
Turquoise is your favorite. Right. Not Alibaba, which I was like, I can't believe the name of the place is Alibaba.
I can.
You can. Oh, that's funny. 7:56 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Bill in Glenview. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call, Lou.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Oh, I've got honed marble and granite countertops that, you know, get the little water rings or little marks on. I wondered if you had an idea how to get those off without too much trouble.
Oh, the honed is really tough. So there's no finish on it whatsoever.
Yeah, it's not shiny like it can be. It's all honed.
Right. Okay, so there's a line of products that you can probably find at your Glenview Ace over there by a company called Granite Gold.
Okay.
And it's also used for marble, and they make a cleaner, and they make a polish. I don't know that I want you to use the polish, but I want you to use the cleaner.
Okay.
And spray it on there, let it sit for a little bit, and then use a like a microfiber pad to kind of work it in a little bit to see if you can get those rings off.
Okay.
You can try use, if that doesn't work, they should also carry something called a marble poultice, okay, which is a powder.
Marble, what's it called?
Poultice, P-O-U-L-T-I-S-E.
Okay.
And you're going to mix that with a little, well, with a little water, and you're going to make a paste out of it. Oh my gosh, okay. It's April 2nd, Bill. I'm looking out the window. It's snowing.
I got the same thing up here.
Oh my gosh! Come on, knock it off. We got to put fertilizer down. I can see the tulips.
That is my next step.
I can see the tulips popping up here on Michigan Avenue. Okay, so you put this paste over the top of the where the rings are. You cover that with some plastic wrap. You tape it with blue tape. You poke a few holes in the plastic with a toothpick, and you let it sit for 24 hours.
Okay.
That honed look is a beautiful look, but it's hard to maintain.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then do I need to reseal the area or do anything?
Then if you're lucky enough to get all that off, then try sealing it with a marble sealer, and that should give you a chance anyway to help it not get, you know, as many rings as possible. But again, honed is really tough. Appreciate the phone call. It's 7:58 in the morning. We'll be right back. If you could take my pulse right now,
it would feel just like a sledgehammer. You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Hey, that's me. Hi, everybody. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, Fox Home Center, and wetandforget.com. Doing a fine job, Susan.
Thanks, Lou. You too.
That's all I got. Hey, you know, something that I have going on, speaking of all I got, April, though it's snowing right now, is the month, at the end of the month, my friends at Misericordia do their Candy Days, which is a huge fundraiser for them. And you will see many volunteers throughout the Chicagoland area, the suburbs, all around with candy jars, where you can donate all your spare change, hopefully, to help one of the finest facilities taking care of adults and children with developmental disabilities, quite possibly in the country, if not the world. Been involved with it for many, many years, and this Candy Days is a huge deal. But we created Lou's Virtual Candy Jar, which took a page from the John Williams Virtual Kettle that he does with the Salvation Army every Christmas. And the idea is to sort of jumpstart the whole month of giving for Misericordia. And we were able to get the help of the folks at Townstone Financial. And they are going to match a donation of $5,000 if I can get you all to help match that as well. So your donation, no matter what it is, can add up, and we can get we can double it by getting the folks at Townstone, who graciously agreed to be part of this as well. So many of you have already donated. You can go to WGNradio.com/events, and you'll find a link to it. You can go to my Facebook page, at Lou Manfredini on Facebook, and find a link there as well. It's super easy to donate. A big thanks to people like Carrie and David and Schwenwar, the water kite the water coat family, Grandma, Smiley, and all you anonymous people that have already donated to Misericordia on that. It's a first giving page, it's called. But it's linked from WGNRadio.com as well. And we're just trying to continue to fund a terrific place and so they can continue to do this great work and help people live fruitful lives with love and dignity. And any help you can give would be wonderful. So check it out at WGNRadio.com and at my Facebook page. And by the way, there's some, come on, Elle, if you're a young, hip chick, can I say that?
Sure.
How do you say chick in Turkish? Like a chicken, baby chick. Yeah.
Jiv jiv.
Ooh, I like that better than chick. That's good. All right. If your mobile number is your mobile number verified through your Facebook account.
Does that mean I can use it on my phone?
I don't know.
Well,
remember you're the Jiv Jiv.
I don't provide it to my Facebook friends, so they
right,
can't
but does
see it.
Facebook know that that's your phone number?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is an easy way for you to like my page. All you have to do is just text my username, House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, all one word, okay, to FBook on your mobile phone, and you will automatically become a fan. Want to try that? See what happens?
Sure.
See what happens. Because somehow I think this copy is wrong. Because I don't think it got updated, but let's try it.
Okay.
House Smarts with Lou Manfredini. Okay, so that's what you're going to, all one word, to FBook on your mobile phone to become a fan. That's right. Take out your phone right now and text House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, one word, to 32665. I post lots of tips and photos and how-to videos, and then you can like me on Facebook. House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, all one word, to FBook on your mobile phone. And then we'll see if you automatically become a fan. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for helping with the virtual candy jar. And a big thanks to the folks at Townstone Financial who are matching that donation up to $5,000, which is super generous, and we're very appreciative for that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's another number. This is Greg in Romeoville. Greg, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. Love you.
I love you, Greg. How can I help you?
All right, so I was looking into purchasing this house in Shorewood. It was built in 72. So I had it inspected, and in the back of the house, there's a deck that goes up to the back door, and there's an overhang where the roof comes out 6 to 8 feet with two posts that go down on top of the deck. Now, the inspector said that one of the posts would need to be replaced because it was starting to rot. Upon further inspection, I had a family friend come out who's a very professional contractor, and he said, oh, dear, that these posts can't be on top of this deck.
Wait a minute. Wait. I have a question. Your friend calls you dear?
No, he said, oh, dear.
Just
oh, my God.
Okay.
I don't think those are the words to use.
Good, because it's a family show.
Right.
All right, so wait a minute. This overhang is a roof structure?
Correct.
Okay, so it's a shingled roof structure.
Correct.
And the two posts that are holding this up do not go through the deck to some type of concrete footing. They're just sitting on the deck.
Correct.
Your friend is right. Oh, dear.
Why? My question, and we're going to have to pass on this house for various reasons. My question is, I paid the inspector. My family friend, who happens to be my cousin, found this in 15 minutes
by
looking at it.
Why
didn't the inspector say, hey, this doesn't even meet code, let alone just dangerous?
Right. No, I got to be honest with you. That is a gigantic, glaring omission that is essentially inspection 101.
That's the feeling I have.
Yeah. So I mean, if you're looking to get some type of, You know, you would have a, I don't know what the contract says when you sign it with these guys, and I know you probably paid $300-$400 for the inspection.
Yeah.
But that's not even a rookie mistake. That's like, I'm not paying attention and I got another inspection I have to be at in an hour, so I got to get through this.
Lou, all right, so one of the posts, let's say the right post, had was rotted out so much, there was an 8-inch U at the bottom of it. All he had to do was dust away all the rotted wood, and he could see the deck. He didn't even do that.
Well, but, I mean, I guess I don't even care that the posts are rotted. If there's a roof structure that's supported by posts that are sitting on a deck and that doesn't directly go down into a footing, it's a complete code violation, and that should be pointed out. It's a no-brainer. I could send my 14-year-old son Max over there and he'd find it.
Well, that's kind of how I feel. So we're moving forward looking at other houses. So
right.
What you're telling me is do not choose this home inspector again.
Well, based on what you're telling me right now, it doesn't sound like they know what they're talking about.
All right.
Here's the thing. You know, there's a website, ASHI, which is the American Society of Home Inspectors. Okay, ASHI.org. And if you go to that website, you will get a listing of home inspectors, and you will see ratings about what they do, and you can pick those. You know, you really want to. It's the home inspection is a really critical part of buying houses, right? I mean, and you're relying on these folks to give you this advice, and something like that. You know, if all of a sudden you're having to go get second opinions on this stuff, and you know, thankfully you have a friend. You know what I mean? Not everybody has that friend that can come out and look at that and tell you, wow, this, wait a minute here. You know, this, Greg, this doesn't look good here. And, you know, I don't know what kind of recourse you have to get some money, if any money, back from this guy. But it's certainly worth the conversation to say, hey, man, you totally missed this thing. And this is a major issue here. And it's not even on your report. And I think you have a valid argument to go back to that person with. Appreciate the phone call. It's 8:18 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You know, when I'm looking for some tips for my do-it-yourself projects or home renovation projects, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, on Saturday. Don't miss it.
It's me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. You can text us there as well. We'll do our Just Text Me segment after 9:30 this morning. After 8:30, we're going to be talking about walk-in bathtubs. A bathtub with a door, imagine. Those of you that have one know that it's... When I sent all the information to Lindsay, she's like, is it weird that I want one of these things? I go, no, they're totally cool. So we'll be learning a little bit more about those and see if one of those might be in something you want in your future. Lori is in Schaumburg. Hello, Lori. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Good morning. Do I get a gold star? I've been on the phone an hour.
Sure. Would you like a gold star?
Whatever you can give me, I'll accept.
All right, sounds good. How can I help you?
Okay, what I need is, months ago, you had an ad for the, people that clean the ducts. I think it was an $89 offer, and there was something, I don't have the number, it was something with green.
Oh, I mean, I don't.
Oh,
I mean,
you don't know?
I don't know. Well, I don't know if those that offer still exists.
Oh, no, I don't care about the offer.
Yeah.
I just need that phone number.
I think that there you have a couple of options. I don't have the phone number, but it's probably a company like Green Tea Services.
I don't have a computer either, so...
All right. Well, yeah. So the company's called Green Tea Services. The other company you could call is American Weathermakers.
Oh,
okay. They do duct cleaning as well, and I know that their phone number is, are you ready?
Yes.
855-955-HVAC.
H-V.
V as in Victor.
Yes.
A-C.
Wonderful.
And now hang on one more second, because I'm going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt. Courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. So you hang on a second, and Elif will get your information right then and there. 8:24 in the morning. Be right back. It's a
man. Ryan Dempster and Kerry Wood join us to talk baseball all season long.
The station with baseball in our DNA, 720 WGN.
My name is David Hochberg, and I am Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, give me a call. Travis, legally separated, went to his local bank to refinance his wife's name off the mortgage and deed of the home, but was told he could only refinance if he was divorced. Wrong! I told Travis all he needed was a signed and notarized separation agreement before he could refinance. I've been divorced and know how overwhelming divorce can be, especially when real estate is involved. If you're getting divorced or legally separated and would like to work with an honest and knowledgeable local lender to remove your name or your spouse's name from the mortgage and deed, give me a call at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. I've helped thousands of WGN listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit WGNDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage licensee, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com licensing.
Office Designs is Chicagoland's premier destination for office furniture, office layout, and design services for small and medium-sized businesses. Visit officedesigns.com/WGN.
Mm-hmm. Springtime. I know it's hard to tell when you're looking outside and snowing, but it's here. And with it comes the rain, sometimes a little snow, sometimes some flooding. Well, if you've ever had your basement take on water, you know that awful moldy smell that can linger for days once you've cleaned up. There is a safe, effective way to get rid of that smell, and without the use of chemicals or fragrances. Freshwave Natural Odor Eliminating Products. You just place Freshwave Odor Removing Gel in your room and let its continuous release formula go to work. It will be, well, you'll be amazed at how quickly the odors are eliminated. Freshwave eliminates household odors using only plant extracts, no chemicals or masking perfumes. Freshwave products are the natural solution for eliminating household odors. Whatever the odor, Freshwave products provide the green solution to get rid of that smell. And Freshwave products are non-toxic. They're non-hazardous, leaving a natural-smelling environment. You can find Freshwave products at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Mariano's, and Whole Foods. To find your nearest retailer, go to FreshwaveWorks.com and enter your zip code for a list of retailers in your area.
We're talking tools and jive here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Look at me. 8:27 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Lou Manfredini here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's go up and talk to Mary in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Mary, did you go to a fish fry last night?
No, my husband had to work late, so I didn't make one. I'm sorry.
Do you ever go out for a fish fry up in Elkhorn?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you go? Where do I go if I go up there? Where do you like to go?
There's a lot of different places, but there's, let's see, we like, well, Evergreen, the country club is good, the golf course.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But you got to be a member to go there.
No.
Oh, really?
It's public. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We're very casual in Wisconsin.
I know.
You love it.
I know that. You kidding me? It's my second home up there.
Right.
It was ours,
but now it's our only home.
I know. It's beautiful. I haven't been Elkhorn. I've been to Elkhorn. It's a nice town.
Yeah. Because I know you frequent Paper Dolls.
My wife does. What I try to do is keep her out of there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she has. I think she has her own room now.
They're very pretty rooms.
Oh, they're beautiful. For those listening, it's a beautiful furniture store in. I guess that's Lake Geneva, right there. Right?
Yes, that's Lake Geneva.
And the ladies that run that store have such beautiful tastes. It's always a really pretty place to go see.
Yeah.
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 How can I help you, Mary?
We had bamboo floors put in.
Okay.
But I don't think they were put in correctly because we have a lot of cracks from them nailing it in.
Really?
Because it's such a hard product.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I have splits that were after them putting it in. Do you know what I mean? It's not like all over the place, but they had a very difficult time working with it.
Well, you shouldn't have that. Now, tell me about your home. Was the bamboo floor put down over a concrete slab or over a wood subfloor?
A wood subfloor.
Okay. And was it a true bamboo product? How thick was the product?
At least I would say it's close to half an inch.
Okay. So, and it was a nailed down product.
Well, that's what they did. Nailed it down. I'm sort of thinking, I've heard you say it should be glued.
Well, no. So it all depends on the product. So in other words,
I think it's strand. I think it was called strand bamboo.
Okay. But it's not a floating floor. It had to be mechanically fastened. Right. So, I mean, there are some that are floating that click together. There are some that can be glued. But you shouldn't be getting any splitting out of it from them nailing it. How long has this floor been down?
It's been down for a year. We've been in the house 11 months. It'll be a year that we've been in.
Okay. And
but when they first put it down, I noticed splits. And I, you know, complained about it. And they tried to replace it. And the guy goes, well, this is really hard to do without splitting it. Well, there's got to be another way to install
it. Yeah, right. There is. Okay. Was it pre-finished or was it?
Pre-finished. Okay. Correct.
All right. It sounds like an installation problem. I think what I would start with, what kind of relationship do you have with this guy now?
With the builder is coming out on Tuesday. In fact, we're going to discuss this.
All right. So I would discuss that and say, look, I pointed this stuff out in the beginning.
Right.
Everything you just told me, you know, be reasonable. Don't be, and say these splits occurred when the guy was installing it. We pointed it out and his comment was, hey, this is really hard to do. And
right.
I can appreciate that. But then we've got to either pre-drill the stuff before the nails go in. And is it happening everywhere? Or it's just a few spots.
There's quite a few areas, though,
right.
And a couple areas in the kitchen that I don't have any kind of rug over.
Right, and it's right out in the
center.
I'm sure it's right out in the middle. So the fact that it's pre-finished, they can, come out and pull out those damaged boards.
Okay.
And put in new pre-finished boards. And the fact that it's only, a year old, it'll probably match pretty well. But it wouldn't surprise me if the builder says, look, Mary, we can put this, we can replace these boards, but then we're going to have to put a new coat of finish over the top just to blend it all in, which is what I would prefer that they do.
Well, I have boards. They gave me all the
right.
Access.
So let's talk to them about doing that.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay. It's just frustrating.
I know. Do me a favor. Hang on one second, because I know you said you were from here, so maybe you can come back down. We'll send you out a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home to 25 of the best. No. What am I saying? 40 plus locations. They have. You can get $25 worth of pizza from them, and you can order online at loumalnatis.com. It's 8:33 in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News, sponsored by Smart Choice MRI.
Looking for some help this morning on your home improvement project?
How handy of a guy are you, Tom?
Tom, are you
still there?
You've got a question, he's got a solution.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. Your how-to.
Your go-to handyman. It's Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's me. Hey, we're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip on Saturday, April 16th from 7 to 10 a.m. Enjoy live music as well as free breakfast and refreshments, courtesy of Gravy and LaGrange. Plus, the first 300 attendees will get a goodie bag from Fox Home Center and their partners. We'll also be giving you a chance to win prizes throughout the show. Visit WGNradio.com/events page for more details. Okay, so Susan, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, that's a good question. You know, when you have teenagers and such, the opportunity
chase after them and make sure they're not screwing around.
Exactly. You know, it's one thing after another. But we like to travel, go to the movies. You know,
nice.
Just pretty normal stuff.
Can I tell? Are you a moviegoer?
Yes. In fact, I just saw Batman versus Superman.
Oh, so you know, this is a big discussion in my family because our son Max Massimino is he's a big Marvel guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he loves the Marvel, does not a big fan of the DC, and he's literally saying, I don't know if I'm going to go see it. What was your review?
Well,
do you have a boy and a girl, or two? What do you have?
One of each, okay. One of each. Saw it with my
son.
That
would be a boy and a girl.
Exactly. Okay. Last time I checked, unless something's changed by the time I get home. But, you know, the reviews were bad. I understand that.
But what about your kids?
Went into it with an open mind. I thought it was really, really entertaining, and my son loved it.
And Ben Affleck, is he hot?
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Elif, you're probably a little too young for Ben Affleck. Is he, in your opinion, Ben Affleck is a hottie?
He is good looking.
Yeah. What about what's the other guy? Who's the guy that plays Superman? He's a handsome fella.
Henry Cavill.
Oh, you knew that name.
Dean Richards.
Oh, right, right, that's right. You are Dean's lady. Susan, I went to go see a movie yesterday because our kids are still on spring break with our son Max and my wife. We went to go see the movie Miracles from Heaven.
Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
Okay. It's with Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck's ex-wife, right? She's a lovely woman, great actress. This movie, if you're a parent, poor Dean, right? Dean, everybody wants to be a movie reviewer. I'm not trying to be Dean Richards. It's not a terribly good movie, but the story is really something. And it's based on a true story. And as a parent, you'll cry from the beginning to the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's this true story. Based on this little girl who has this terrible sickness that there's no cure for, and then something happens.
Okay.
And it's a little heavy on the Christian in the beginning, you know? I mean, I'm a Catholic, I'm all in on that, right? But, you know, I could see people getting turned off by that. But the story and I think the performances of, in particular, the little girl who plays the girl that is ill, it is a quite possibly one of the most moving movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a great movie. Great story.
Kind of crazy that both of them, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, I don't know whether they're officially divorced, but they're kind of against each other at the box offices.
I mean, two very different movies, right? But I have to tell you, I really think that, you know, if you're looking just for, you know what, Susan, what did I say to you when I walked in this morning? I said, you know, give me a nice kicker story at some point in the broadcast, because there's so much negative stuff all the time, right? And obviously that is something that we, in the media, we focus a lot on. You know, here's one of the greatest things when we were in Mexico on spring break. I didn't have to listen to one political ad or hear from Ted Cruz or Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders the whole time we were down there.
That's a nice break.
It was awesome. I mean, it really was awesome. And but this is a feel-good story. It's PG, you know, so you could take kids, even younger kids. I would say any child older than, if you have a child 7 or older, you'd go see this movie.
Did you say it was a tearjerker? Though, I mean, will it make us cry,
the movie? Me? Well, Susan, I could cry right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the wrong guy.
All right.
Right?
Fair enough.
So literally, they were feeding the cows and I was crying. So that's, yeah. So for me, that's, you know, but you got to go see that movie. All right. That's my movie review for today. I'm not trying to take Dean's job. Let's talk about this. So I get all of this information all the time, gets sent to me. And I have known about this line of products for several years, many years actually, but I don't know, you know, I think as we get a little older, you start to think even more about this, because I think early on you may dismiss it and say, well, you know, who's going to buy that? Why are you going to do that? Joining me on the phone line right now is Cliff McKinney. He's a sales manager for a company called Safety Bath Walk-In Tubs. Cliff, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Lou. No problem at all.
Thank you. Safety Bath was the pioneer, and I guess you guys invented the walk-in tub?
Yeah, the founder of the company actually built his original walk-in tub out of cutting a deep freeze in half for his father. So, and then he, from that, designed a walk-in tub for sale.
No way. I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting start.
That's great. And is the company, is it still run by the same group, or what's the story?
No, Latimer Kowalchuk's the founder of the company. He's since retired.
Okay.
So he had sold the company off. The company's been doing walk-in tubs since 1992, so we're one of the original manufacturers for walk-in tubs. And we've done a lot of changes since the first tubs, because as time has gone, we've learned lessons of things that just don't hold up over time, as well as concerns customers have had that we've had to address to try to, you know, make a better product.
Right.
So,
all right, let's talk about the kind of what these things are. In a nutshell, mm-hmm. it is a bathtub that is essentially can fit into a standard 5-foot opening where a standard tub is, and these tubs are a little bit taller, typically with a seat, and there's a door.
That describes them in a nutshell. Because you're in an upright seated position in the bathtub, they're actually a little bit shorter because you're not laying down. They don't need to be as long. So they will fit in anywhere that a standard tub fits. Which is great. That means pretty much everybody has that amount of space in their bathroom. There's different types of doors. We have outward swinging, inward swinging doors. So it depends on what your bathroom can accommodate. Then the idea behind it, the reason for this, is a lot of people have issues stepping out over the tub lip to get in and out of it, mm-hmm. as well as, especially when you're older, it's getting off of the floor because you're sitting on the floor in a regular tub.
Right.
And that is the biggest issue. So when you're in a seat that's approximately the height of a regular dining room chair, it's easy to get in and out of them.
Now, these units, are they built out of acrylic?
Yeah, all of our tubs now are built out of acrylic. It's a more durable product than the fiberglass gel coat, which is what we used to use originally.
Right.
And it also doesn't stain, so it's 100% non-porous, so no mildew, no staining, much easier to clean.
And so there's a frame, obviously, underneath this acrylic to kind of support the structure of the actual tub portion that you would sit in, correct?
Yeah, it's a stainless steel frame with an acrylic shell that's reinforced with fiberglass. We use an aluminum door system because we found the fiberglass doors weren't structurally strong enough. We were finding once they got about that 6-7 year age, they started to have issues.
Right, like warping.
So we went with an aluminum system.
Right. So the
it's a lot of weight behind with that water. So there can flex a little bit when it's a fiberglass door.
Yeah.
The aluminum door has no give, so it doesn't break down over time.
Right.
And that's why we went with that system now.
So I'm looking at some of the information that you sent, and it appears mm-hmm. that your most popular is this unit called the Panama. And what I thought was really interesting about this unit, it has this 32-inch door that has a shape where, depending on the placement, if you're retrofitting into an existing bathroom, it certainly seems to me like an outswing door is probably the best of what you could get as far as entry, because this Panama, when you open it up, literally it contours around the shape of the seat, and so you literally can open the door and kind of sit yourself down in and scooch in. And because of that shape, if there was a toilet right next to the tub, that door could open right over the top of the toilet.
Exactly. Yeah, it's designed specifically to be the height to swing over a toilet. Most toilets are about 17, 18 inches. This has about 21 inches of clearance. I think it's 20 and a half, actually.
Okay.
So it'll swing over the average toilet, unless you've got some sort of strange toilet thing.
Right.
It'll swing over that. And you're right that you can sit on it from outside of the tub and swing yourself in. So it makes it absolutely perfect for someone in a walker to back up to the seat, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's wheelchair transferable, so you can transfer right into the tub. No need for one of those like rolling commode things for someone in a wheelchair to go in their shower, that
right.
kind of thing. So it really does meet all kinds of needs. And the Panama ends up being the most popular because it's so easy to get in and out of. It's kind of like if you could sit in a chair, you can sit in the Panama. Mm. And that's why it's so popular.
Now, I'm looking at it, and we'll post some links up on our stuff, mm-hmm. on our pages and stuff as well to you guys. But these tubs do more than just soak in the tub, right? You can fill the tub. Obviously, the plumbing gets all hooked up. There's a wand for like an extension wand that you can use to kind of use it like a handheld shower. But these can also be outfitted to be therapy tubs as well, correct?
Yeah, we do have multiple types of jetting systems. So air jet is more of a soothing, relaxing massage. Then there's the water jet for like a deep tissue massage. You could do both jetting systems. We have things like aromatherapy and chromotherapy. So you can really turn it into quite a therapeutic, relaxing massage tub, what? Basically. They're really, you can deck them out to be a little much sometimes even.
What kind of warranty does Safety Bath offer on these products?
We have a really strong warranty. For the frame, shell, and door, we put a 10-year warranty on it.
Wow.
Having said that, we you're not going to have problems after the 10 years even. They're
right.
that high of a quality build. And then the most important thing, though, is that the tub doesn't leak. So our rubber seal has a lifetime warranty on the door. And so any of the rubber seals that may cause it to leak are lifetime warrantied. And that's just because rubber, it's one of those things that does fatigue over time and it can wear out.
Sure.
So we put a lifetime warranty on it.
Yeah. They sent me, you know, the information they sent me, which I think obviously says a lot about your company. Like, okay, here's the price list. You know, in other words, you're not afraid to talk to people about pricing. This Panama, it looks like the most popular. It says it has that 32-inch outswinging door,
mm-hmm.
wheelchair accessible for $5,800. There's a Fairmont that has an in-swinging door. If you have
the same tub, just different door.
Right. So the whole idea is that if you just didn't have the room to swing out, the door could swing in, and you, as a person, still have room to kind of get your knees in there around it and then close the door, and that's about $1,000 less. And then you even have an economical one called a Solo, which is almost mimics an existing 5-foot tub.
Yeah, and it comes with a transfer bench, but it has a door built into it. So it only has like it's a 4-inch step to step into the tub,
right.
and then you close the door, latch it, and you can fill up your bathtub. And you have the transfer bench if you're showering, that kind of thing. The one thing the Solo doesn't address is if you're taking a bath, you still are sitting on the floor.
Right.
So you
right.
still have the issue of getting up.
No. I mean, I'm looking at this thing. If you're going to buy one of these, you're going for the Panama, which seems to be the cat's pajamas and gives you that kind of mobility and accessibility that, and it looks like really high quality stuff. Where do you guys build this stuff?
Our factory facility is in Alberta, which is just above Montana.
Okay.
So we're about an hour from the border in Canada, and we do source, of course, parts are sourced from kind of all over. But we basically have the shells made and brought in, and then we assemble and build the tubs there in Lethbridge, Alberta.
And these are available throughout the U.S. through, like, plumbing supply houses. Where do people find these products?
For the most part, being a Canadian company, we have an extensive dealership in Canada. We're still building our dealership in the United States. So we do have dealers throughout most of the states. We actually have a couple in the Chicago area.
Okay.
So a lot of them are like a contractor or a plumber. And so if someone was to contact us through our toll-free number or on the website, they can send a message to us. We would get a dealer in closest to them in touch with them, or we could sell directly to them if there wasn't a dealer,
okay.
And we would connect them to a contractor or a plumber close.
So so if there was a situation where, you know, we reach a large audience here that people couldn't mm-hmm. find a dealer, a plumber that knew what they were doing can install one of these tubs.
100%. They're easier than a normal tub to install, actually.
Wow.
The taps that come with it are a high-flow tap. They fill the tub in about 4 minutes, and they actually connect with an iron pipe thread, which is what your washer and dryer connects with.
Cool.
So that's super easy for any plumber to set up. And the drain is actually connected with a flexible rubber flange, so it's tightening a hose clamp.
Tell me, Cliff McKinney on the phone line, sales manager for Safety mm-hmm. Bath, the website and the phone number if people want more information.
The website is safetybathtubs.com, and our phone number is 1-866-826-6666.
All right, we'll put all that information up on our site as well. And then finally, you're obviously from Canada. Where does your hockey fandom go to?
I'm actually originally from the East Coast, so I'm a Toronto fan, and that's kind of sad to say.
All right. Well, Cliff, I really appreciate you getting up this morning. I wish you guys continued success. You seem to be building a nice product, and I wanted to make sure that people knew all about it, and hopefully you'll get some phone calls.
And I really appreciate you contacting us. It's been great to talk to you.
You got it. Cliff McKinney, sales manager for Safety Bath Walk-In Tubs. The website is safetybathtubs.com. We'll be back right after these.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show. Hey,
baby. Thanks, Big O. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Rogers Roofing, Ace Hardware, and ChevyDriveChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30 this morning, so you can text us your questions, and Elif will read those quickly, and we'll answer them as quickly as possible. Don't forget about my virtual candy jar. Where is that one cheater you had for me? Remember about the Misericordia thing? Do you have that in there? Or do I have it?
I think you have it.
I do? I would need to have it. Hold on. Hold, please.
On your rundown.
Okay. Sure. Anyway, a big thanks to everybody that's donating already. Just go to my Facebook page and check out my virtual candy jar for Misericordia and our friends at Townstone Financial who are matching that donation up to $5,000. A big thanks to them as well. And there's a brand new House Smarts Sunday. We come to you from the International Builder Show. There's a great Craft Smarts on vertical window gardens. A really cool thing on building your own vertical window gardens. And how to fix floor seams, and then a wildlife management services, what happens when you get raccoons and animals in your house and how to get rid of them. That's all coming up on House Smarts, 10:30 on WGN-TV on Sunday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Debbie in Chicago. Debbie, thank you so much for hanging on. How can I help you?
Thank you. Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Okay, so we had a problem where our lower level bathroom was, the toilet was gurgling and the shower was backing up. We tried several things and then we finally got it routed out.
Okay.
And so what it was is because this is an older home and there was tree branches in the
tree roots
in the what? In the clay pipes.
Okay.
So we...
Who's that guy yelling at you?
Oh, no. He's not yelling. I just asked for what
word. All right, make sure he's being nice to you.
Okay, thank you. so we want to know, like, is there a way to seal the... Because the plumber told us there were cracks because it's an older home.
Did he put a camera down the sewer?
No.
Okay, so here's the first thing. They can't tell you anything until they televise that sewer, okay? Unless the guy is Nostradamus. Did he look like Nostradamus?
No, he
okay.
didn't.
He didn't have a big, like, turban. He didn't look like, remember Johnny Carson when he was Karnak?
Remember? Yes.
Okay, he didn't look like that, did he?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you need to, if this is an issue with tree roots, the very first thing you need to do is televise the sewer. Okay? They'll put a camera down there on this flexible rod, and they will inspect it and look at it like it's amazing, like you're watching a movie. And they can say, hey, Debbie, what's the name of that guy back? Who's that guy in that house with you?
Doug.
Doug, Debbie, the double D's. Look at this. Oh, my God, there's a crack right there. Look at that tree root. Oh, my gosh, look, there's another one over there. And they can pinpoint exactly where those roots are coming in. And then you got to dig up the front lawn and you got to fix it.
Oh, that was the question. We didn't know if we had to do that or if there's
But you won't know that unless you televise the sewer. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to call PermaSeal. You have a pencil? 800-421-SEAL.
Okay.
They have plumbing services, full plumbing, licensed plumbers, and they've got a camera system. And they can come out and put a camera through that sewer and tell you exactly what's going on. And then they can say, Debbie and Doug, we can either do this, or you can do this.
Okay.
Capiche?
Yes.
All right. Hang on a second, a little bit longer. I'm going to send you out an April Air event-based thermostat brought to you by the leaders in Chicagoland indoor comfort, American Weathermakers. Take control of your temperature and air you breathe. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Don't go away.
Hey, you. That's right. I'm talking to you. It is time to fix that leaky faucet. And you? Mm-hmm. You know who you are. Aren't you getting sick of your wife nagging you about that cold basement? Well, pick up that phone and call Lou. 312-981-7200. We're here till 10 on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
That's the phone number that Ruth in Lombard called. Hi, Ruth. You're on WGN.
Morning, Lou. Thanks for taking the call.
How can I help you?
I'm trying to help out my mom. She turned up the water. It was out of town in her house for a while. And the place is heated over the winter. But the point is, I've got a good garbage disposal, a KitchenAid that's dried up. And I'm trying to get this thing unclogged, so to speak. It's not a clogged pipe. It's a matter of gunk buildup in the housing, the cowling around it.
Okay.
You know? So I went to Schroeder's Ace in Lombard and got Robic, the cleanser and clearer. They make all those pipe cleaner enzyme things.
Can I stop you? Can I stop you, Ruth?
Sure.
Okay. So you did all that and nothing works. It won't turn on, right?
It's got power, and I've reset it. I can hear it.
Okay.
It's
so okay. So here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
On the bottom of that disposal.
Right.
Okay. When you open up the cabinet, the bottom of the disposer is flat.
Yeah, I know.
Did you notice at all stuck on the inside of that cabinet? Is there like a little wrench anywhere?
I've done that.
What have you done?
I worked it back and forth. It moves freely. It's easier to move than it was when I first tried
it. Okay. Can you spin it all the way around 360 degrees?
No.
No.
It's a KitchenAid. It's got stops on it. It won't go.
Oh,
I get maybe half a turn on the thing.
Yeah, no, it's not stops. There's no stop.
Okay.
It'll spin all the way around. So what you need to do is you need to, with that wrench, only with the wrench, you don't need to pour anything down anywhere. And there's something caught in that disposal.
Okay, it's probably a fork.
Right. So you need to peel, with the power off, you need to peel back the rubber and take a flashlight and see if there's something in there. But with that wrench, you should be able to turn that disposal 360 degrees.
Okay.
Once you can do that, pull the wrench out, make sure that reset button is set, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Put water down there and fire up. But there's something in there.
You think it's jammed?
It's jammed. That's all it is.
That's all. Okay.
That's it.
It's not corroded.
It's not corroded.
Like from drying out?
No. There's nothing corroded about it. There's something.
Thank you.
Like a sponge or something that got stuck inside there.
Okay. No plumber calls.
No plumber. You can do this.
I'm going to do it.
All right. Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks for your help.
You got it. Take care. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:19 in the morning.
Hey, this is Steve Bertrand. Now back to my friend Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. Wait, I broke that one. Lou Manfredini. Hey, this is Steve Bertrand. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own WGN.
I like when the new kids get a chance to be on the radio. just got to work on his diction and he'll be fine. He'll have a future in the broadcasting career. 312-981-7200. It is the Mr. Fix-It Show. My name is Lou Manfredini. This guy's name is Frank. Hey, Frank. You're on WGN.
Lou, I have an odor problem with my cold water, but only in my master bath. All other faucets don't have that smell. When I turn on the cold water in the master bath, the smell only lasts for about 10, 15 seconds, and then it's fine. Is there any solution to this? That's what I say.
Okay, so, Frank, the master bath faucet, is it a single handle or a double handle?
Double handle.
Okay, and how old, what is the age of that faucet?
The faucet is probably 10 years old. Let's say 13 years old.
Okay, and this odor from the cold has been going on for how long?
Well, this has been going on for the last, I'll say for the last 6 months, maybe even a year.
Okay, and this is the only fixture where this happens?
Correct. Well, we, there, you know, this is a sink, double sink with my wife's side and myself, and both sides have that odor.
Oh, wait. Hold on a minute. This is a vanity, not yes. This is the vanity, not the tub.
Right.
And this is on the sinks.
Right.
Not. Okay. You're not going to believe me, Frank.
Okay.
But it's not a problem with the faucet. It's a problem with your drain.
No, it's not coming from the drain. I don't think so.
Okay, can I?
Because of the hot water, I can run the hot water, even when the hot water is not heated up yet. You know, there's no smell.
All right,
can I ask you with cold water or just cold water, I have that odor.
Okay, can I ask you to try something?
Sure.
Can you do it while we, and then we'll put you on hold and we'll come back to you?
You can try that.
All right, here's what I want you to do. You know how to take the pop-up off of your faucet or out of your sink?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a brush, like a pipe cleaner type of brush? A thin brush?
Not a pipe tip, no.
Nothing like that?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, here's what I want you to try, and I'm going to put you, and I'm going to have Elif take your phone number, and next week I'm going to call you. I want you to take the pipe cleaner.
Yeah.
I want you to take the pop-up off of both of those sinks.
Yeah.
I want you to get a long, skinny brush that looks like
I'm talking about it, right?
I want you to take a half a cup of Pine Sol and pour it down the drain, and I want you to scrub the top of the drain, the whole pipe, all the way down to the trap.
All right.
And then I want you to turn the cold water on, and you're going to say, my gosh, that kid was right.
Okay. Let's see if we can do it.
You hold on. I'm going to have Elif take your phone number, and we're going to call you back next week, okay? Don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
At least it's not just me. Hi, everybody. It's time for our Just Text Me segment. And going into the producer's chair is sitting in for Lindsay is Elif. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. We were talking. I'm learning a little bit of Turkish. I can't remember any of it. The words are really long.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a lot to it. What did we say? What did I ask you? What was the thing I just asked you? And you said, how do I say?
Kapish.
Kapish. Like, when I say, hey, kapish, you understand? How do you say that in Turkish?
Anlama the ice.
See, Susan doesn't know what time it is, and you don't even know what to say. And the thing is, I don't even speak Turkish, so you could really say anything, and I would say, oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Susan, you can't gang up on Elif and I.
No, I'm not ganging up.
It should be Elif and I versus you.
No, it's absolutely. Listen, I'm all in. I'm not. No. Please don't misunderstand.
We're kidding.
I know. How do you say kapish?
Anladınma.
See what I mean? That's a lot of words.
Wow.
Alma.
Anladınma.
Anla.
Dinma.
Dinma. Wow, it's an interesting language. How do you say, how would you say, ooh, this will be good when I go home. How do I say, how would I say, give me a kiss?
A petit kvar.
Well, that's cute. I'll never remember that. I'm going to need you to, like, record all this, and I can just play it on my phone.
Okay.
All right. All right, you have some just text me for me?
Yes. 815 says, so we put in those, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, so I'm just going to spell it, F-E-I-T, replacement LED.
Fight replacement LEDs, yes.
For our can lights, screwed them into the receptacle and pushed the units up into can. However, the tension springs sure aren't as strong or tight as needed. Tough to get the units to sit really flush as the springs don't seem very strong. Do you have any suggestions?
Yes. So on the inside of your can lights, there is probably a little, there's a little metal, looks like two fishing hooks, but it's actually in the sidewall of the interior part of the can that you need to take a screwdriver and bend down. Then those LED springs fit in between those little forks, almost like two little opposing fishing hooks. And then when it goes up into that, you have to pinch them, slide them up, and then push the springs up. And it's that's what anchors and holds it up. So it's a little bit of monkeying around with the interior part of the can light, and then they should hold better.
Okay. 630.
I love your look. You're like, I have no idea what you just said.
630 says, hi, Lou. I moved into a three flat where the interior back stairs are metal painted gunmetal gray. There's a lot of rust on the stairs. How can I remove the rust and what paint should I use? Thanks, Russ.
So with the rust, you take a metal brush. If there's a lot of it, you could get a wire brush to go on the end of a drill, which would make it a little quicker to do. Remove as much as you can. And then you want a good exterior oil-based metal paint. Rust-Oleum is the metal paint to use out there. They have a self-priming metal paint, so you don't have to prime it. But if there's a lot of rust, it wouldn't be a bad idea to use a little rust-stop primer first, let that dry, and then put a nice coat of paint over it with the Rust-Oleum.
All right. Vic from Wooddale says, Lou, I have a top-loading washing machine on the second level, and I think it's shaking apart my house. Is there such a thing as a low-vibration washing machine? Is it called anything other than a low-vibration washing machine? Love your show, sir. Honk, honk. Thank you.
I like that. No, there's not a low vibration. If it's shaking like crazy, something's out of balance. And so that machine needs to be balanced, and it might be something you'll need to take the front cover off to see if there should be an adjustment to balance the tub. The other thing is there is a product called that we featured on the show a while ago, Wash Pucks. And they are these rubber feet that look like giant hockey pucks, but cut out in the middle is a place for the feet to go. And what it does is it displaces the weight of the unit to a wider footprint, and these pucks are kind of sticky, and it keeps it from going, from moving on you. Your key is to balance this thing out first. And secondly, well, see, what it doesn't tell us is if it's a newer washing machine, a lot of times there's a strap on the back that has to be removed for shipping. Make sure that that strap was removed. I bet that strap was never pulled off, and that's why it's shaking like a mama. Not that I know how mama shakes, but you know what I mean. And so you have to tilt that thing forward, and there's a plastic strap that you'll see pinned to the back. You grab it and yank it out. Make sure that's done. Then if that was there, like, oh, my gosh, nobody pulled this out, problem solved. If not, you got to take the front cover off, balance the tub, look for these wash pucks. I think it's washpucks.com. Hopefully it's not some crazy website, but I think that's what it is. And that should fix it.
Do you want to do one more?
Sure, why not?
Okay. So, hi, Lou. We power washed our paver stones to get rid of the moss. My question is, can we spray Wet and Forget to prevent moss from growing back? Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Eileen.
Yes, you absolutely can. Wet and Forget is a terrific product that you mix with water. You spray now that it's nice and clean,
and it will work for you probably for a good 4 months, and then probably reapply again, and you'll be amazed at how it keeps the stuff away. Nice job. Let's just text me on the Mr. Fix-It Show, 9:41 in the morning. Let's take a quick call. This is talking about pressure washing as well. Bridget's in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Hi, Bridget. Hello, Bridget. Hello, Bridget. Bridget in Beaver Dam. Bridget going once. Bridget going twice. Bridget. Oh, sorry, Bridget. All right, let's talk to, let's see. We'll go over to Michigan. How's that? The fine state of Michigan. Candy in Wayland, Michigan. Hi, Candy.
Hello, Lou.
How can I help you?
Well, I have a question about duct sealing. And I, in the past, have used this TWP.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Good stuff. It's, you know, used for log homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is because it's time for me to do it again. And it just seems like I'm doing it like every 2 years. Is that common?
Well, tell me about the deck.
It's in great shape.
How old is it?
One part is probably 8-9 years old.
Okay.
The other is probably 15 or so.
Okay.
But we've always kept it. I mean, we do, you know, do it religiously every 2 to 3 years.
Right.
But my question is, I believe this is a semi-transparent sealer.
Right. Right.
But is that one of the better ones to use?
It's a very good product. And, you know, all of this is always suspect to matters of opinion. But
mm-hmm.
the trick is this. When you have decks, does it get a lot of sun?
No.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. So you should, if you have a deck that doesn't get a lot of sun, you should be getting probably 3 to 4 years out of that without having to redo it. And so one of the products that I really like is a product by a company called Penafin.
Oh, okay. I've heard of Penafin.
Penafin is a rosewood oil-based product. It's actually manufactured out on the West Coast. But it's
I have used that in the past.
Yeah.
Years ago, I used it.
It's really good stuff. Another very good product is Sikkens, which is also a very good product. These are both expensive because the substrates in them are more expensive. But they last longer. And so the idea is, you know, to your point, hey, I take really good care of this thing, but it seems like I'm doing it every couple of years. Pressure wash this deck. Get it nice and clean. Make any repairs that you need to make. Allow it to dry for a couple days. And then with this Penafin product, which I really like, as I mentioned, you're going to mix it up really well. And you're going to paint it on with a brush. It only goes on with a brush.
Okay.
And you're going to do a little section at a time, and they're going to wipe it off like you would be staining a dining room table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going to get really good results out of it.
Okay. And is it a semi-transparent?
It is a semi-transparent.
Okay. And is it oil-based or water-based?
It's oil-based. It's oil-based.
Oil-based. Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really good stuff. And so if you want to try something that I know you're going to get really good performance out of, I would give it a shot.
And what was the other one you said?
Sikkens.
Oh, Sikkens. Okay.
Sikkens with an S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And you don't recommend putting any cleaner on it? Because before I've put in, you know, I use like Simple Green.
Oh, it's fine. You can do a cleaner. You just got to make sure you rinse it off well.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The cleaner that wood is, here's the other thing that you're probably not doing. Are you sanding that deck before you put this down?
No.
That's what you have to do.
Really?
Yeah, this is the mistake that everybody makes. By not sanding the wood, that old wood gets hard and it gets like a little shiny coat to it. Because
right.
the pores of the wood have closed.
Okay.
So once you wash it, I want you to take a sander to it, whether it's a big floor sander or a small orbital, to just go over those boards with a medium grit sandpaper to open up the pores of the wood. Now, when you put that Penafin in, it's going to soak in. It's going to be like, oh, my gosh, what is this? It's like you're hydrating, right? What's the key what's the key to having a nice-looking skin when you get older? Moisturize, 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 right?
Okay.
Well, that's what you're doing to your deck. You're moisturizing.
I never have done that.
That's
I've
the
never
key.
Heard that.
That's why you're not getting the performance out of it.
Okay, so sand it with medium grit.
Yep.
Perfect. Right. Love your show, Lou. Thank you.
Love you, Candy. Thank you so much for calling. 946. We'll be back after these. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Paula in Huntley. Hi, Paula. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call today.
How can I help you?
I have a question about electrical fixtures in the bathroom.
Okay.
We had a home inspector come in and tell us that it doesn't appear the lights over our tub shower were GFCI protected. And what I want to know is this NEC code?
Is it a sealed fixture?
The fixture over the shower is sealed. It's one of the fixtures that has the rubber ring.
Yeah. I don't know that it, depending on the age of the home, I don't know that that was at the time.
Right. The home was built in 2004.
Yeah. I think now they're probably protected, but they weren't then. And the only way, so what he probably did was he turned the lights on and then went and hit the outlet and the lights didn't go out.
Okay.
Right? Are you buying this house?
No, we're selling our house.
Oh, you're selling your house.
Right, and they're telling us we need to have an electrician come in and take a look at this.
Codes change all the time. I mean, at the time, at 04, it wasn't required. It probably is now. I would have to double check that, and I will. But if you're in this house now, go turn all those lights on. And go to the outlet in the bathroom and hit the GFCI. And if that light goes out, it's protected.
Okay.
Or does the bathroom have a GFI breaker that's feeding it? I don't know.
Yes, it does.
It has a GFI breaker?
Well, I don't know if it has a GFI breaker. It has the GFI outlet.
Correct. So see if those shut off the lights. But if that's... this is not a deal breaker, Paula.
Right.
You know, hey, the house is built to code, and if you want to switch that, you know, that's not a big deal. But if they're, like, insisting on it, you could have an electrician do that pretty easily.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. It's not a big deal.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You
I appreciate
got it.
It.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Don't go away.
Happy trails to you until we meet.
Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks to Susan Berkus for doing the news. Ella for producing today. Bob Ferguson, producer extraordinaire. Our last caller is Vicki in Naperville. Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
Hi,
Lou.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm lucky.
How are things in Naperville today?
Very cloudy. We need the sun, or we need to go to Florida. I don't know what.
I'm going for. Let's go to Florida.
I'll be with you. I'll meet. We'll talk about it later.
All right.
We have an 8-year-old cast iron patio set, and it's, I think, oxidized. It's not got the nice black color that it had a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I don't know, mottled looking, and the arms of the chairs are just not looking nice. It bothers me. So I am not sure what to do. It says just to clean it nicely. Well, that doesn't do anything for this not new look. You know, I know it's not going to look new, but can I clean this with something or coat it with a car wax? Or do you know anything about cast iron?
So, yeah, I'm sure you do. But it has a finish on it, correct?
Yeah.
Right, so it's not just cast iron that's rusting. It's like a black finish.
It was from a hardware store here, a store here. We bought it new.
Right.
It looked lovely for 8 years, and now it's just looking a little not so good.
You need to paint it. You need to spray paint it.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, this isn't so bad. Yeah.
Okay.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take a wire brush,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to wire brush the entire surface.
All right.
Okay. And you're going to get in all the nooks and crannies, and you're going to go to town, and then you're going to go. You can do this in any order you want. But you're going to go to that nice hardware store that you went to, and you're going to buy a couple cans of flat black Rust-Oleum spray paint.
Flat black Rust-Oleum. Okay.
Yeah. Now they make one of their product lines has this this tip on it, where you can any angle. You can spray at any angle.
Oh,
it's a
okay.
more it's a more molded, almost like a pistol grip on the top. Because when you're spraying like this, if you're using a traditional sprayer, you just can't get the kind of control and the finish that you want out of this. Okay. So that will be give you a nice finish, and you'll take your time. Remember that any paint job is all about the prep.
Okay.
So you got to make sure that once you do all that wire brush work, that you then wipe that whole thing down so it's nice and dry, and just spray the whole thing.
Okay.
And
and
then you should get the kind of finish that you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. That sounds good.
Do me a favor. Hang on a second, since you're our last caller. We're going to send you out a Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
Oh, thank you so much.
Lou Malnati's is home
wonderful.
Of I know it is. It's really good pizza. Lou Malnati's is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumelnatis.com. So hang on a little bit longer, Vicki, and we'll get your information there so they can send that certificate out to you. By the way, don't forget about my virtual candy jar in support of Misericordious Candy Days, which is also being graciously matched by our friends at Townstone Financial, up to $5,000. So this is a huge fundraiser at the end of April, and we're trying to jumpstart it all to help Misericordia be more self-funded and not have to rely so much on government money, which doesn't seem to show up ever or not a lot. And you can go to WGNradio.com/events, or you can go to my Facebook page at Lou Manfredini and find out all the information so that you can donate if you would like to that cause. So lots of appreciation to Townstone Financial for doing that match, and for all of you that may donate to it as well. Thank you for your help. That tone you heard meant that it's 10 o'clock. This is Chicago's very own. What's wrong with your eye?
Hey, wait. There's something wrong with me, too.
What's wrong with you?
Look at this.
Wow.
I got a big old boot on my foot.
What'd you do to your boot?
Skiing accident.
Really? Where were you skiing? You don't want to tell us?
Yeah, I tore some ligaments and tendons, not in a dance contest, but just walking into a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Do you own that restaurant now?
Walking into the restaurant.
Right. Do you own it now?
No, it was my fault.
Oh.
I didn't.
All right.
They didn't do nothing.
You know, we have a little dog named Flo.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a little Shih Tzu? I don't like saying it, but how you're,
no,
you know,
yeah.
Right? Right?
All right.
Her eye looks exactly like yours.
Well, I just said we weren't going to talk about my eye today because
you didn't tell me.
I know. Would it have mattered?
Do you talk every? Do you guys talk every night?
What does the other guy do? What does the other guy look like?
I had a little eye surgery on Thursday. So.
Really? You didn't tell me this?
No. It's all
Why
good.
Why didn't you call me?
It's all good.
How come I would...
Oh, you guys are so close. I had no idea. I was busting up a relationship.
But he wouldn't tell me that.
Lou is one of the best guys in the world, and I count on him for a lot, but I just didn't tell him that, I guess.
Do you like him?
Do I like Lou?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
You like him a lot?
Hey, by the way, before you start your show, are there any trips I need to plug? That was why I was looking for you.
Yeah, we got Greece.
I just heard about the Greece trip for
Andre.
Andre's
going
That's
to Greece.
Great.
That's Opa. A beautiful trip. And
they can find that at SteveBertrandTravel.com.
SteveBertrandTravel.com. And I just got the details for my trip to Ireland in October. So,
all right. Well, we'll be talking about that. See, he won't
I'll
do that
those.
With you because he feels very. But
no,
he,
I said he could do it on our show.
I know, but
that,
he won't. And so I pull it out of
him.
Oh, that's
yeah, because Steve is shy.
He is.
Yeah,
you know
right.
That.
Judy,
yeah.
Compared to Lou.
Well, I, that's
right?
Like a high bar
I mean,
there, babe.
Lou is my marketing angel. I just love him for that. Yeah.
He well, now has to remind you that you have something to promote.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
True.
Exactly. Yeah. What do you have coming up today?
I'd like to have a product that you could promote.
Okay. Just tell me. I'm on it.
So actually, one of the things we're going to talk about is the difference between men and women, and if they don't finish a book, how many people don't finish a book, and where I am with the book that I don't think I'm going to finish.
How can you not finish the book? I can't
easily. Almost.
No, can't do.
We were flying back. My wife and I, we were on vacation. My wife is a voracious reader. And I said, how many books do you think you read a month? And she goes, well, I don't know. But I bet she reads 5 books a month.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's lucky she can read that fast.
But, I mean, she just, and you know, some books, she's in a book club, too, and, you know, some books she doesn't love or whatever, you know. But me, I'm in the middle of 4 books.
Oh, I couldn't possibly do that.
You know what I mean? And now I'm, like, working really hard to finish this one because we were on vacation. And I'm really into it. But then I'm like, oh, I want to read this, too. I want to read this, too. And I'm, like, halfway through Moby Dick. I'm halfway through the Alexander Hamilton
bio.
I'm almost done with The Cruel Sea. And what's the
Cruel Sea? Who's that?
It's an old 1951 novel about World War II. And then so there's one other one I have that I need to get. There's nothing girly.
I have a friend named Nat Philbrook, Nathaniel Phil, and he wrote a book called Why We Should Read Moby Dick. And he wrote In the Heart of the Sea. It was a big movie, I think, over the.
Yeah.
So read that one first before, and that will help you get through Moby Dick.
Okay, I'm not halfway through Moby Dick. I'm like in one chapter.
They call me Ishmael.
They call me.
And this is.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Why don't we turn things over
what
to
What kind
WGN?
Of a name is that?
Right. Lou, that was a very nice show.
Thank you.
Okay.